Hello, this is the Dana Cortez Show. Is this Felipe Esparza?
Yeah, this is Felipe Esparza. What's up? What are you doing?
How are you?
What's up, fool? Good, man.
So excited to talk to you. And, you know, I'm not going to lie. I think about, like, when I first met you and you were doing your Showtime stuff. Now you graduated to Netflix. Hey. Oh, my gosh.
It was HBO, first of all.
Well, it was it HBO? I thought it was Showtime.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, it was Showtime. The first one, I'm not, and that was, they're not going to laugh at you.
And so now the check is way bigger. Ain't nobody laughing at you. They're laughing with you, laughing in the audience with you. How's that big check feeling, Felipe?
It was good, man. Actually, it was good. We had to, we sold the special to Netflix and they paid us.
The check cleared. So, of course, obviously, this is the second time you've worked with Netflix, Raging Fool. Is it out now? Can we stream it today, right?
Yeah, it came out at midnight. It's out now. You can go watch it and bootleg it and sell it.
You know, Felipe, if you go to the pool guy, I could still do that at the flea market.
Oh,
I could
man.
Still get away with it. You down with that?
I'll be down. It'd be nice if somebody would do that, man. Like, transfer my Netflix special to a DVD and sell it outside the HEB. Or, you know, it's funny, man. I partied in Houston a lot, man. And I remember partying in places where I know that I shouldn't have been there.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Back in the early 2000s, I was partying in a place called Holmes Road.
Oh, what?
Yes, man. I didn't know about this place. And it was like an after-hour party. It was like $5 to get in, $30 to get out.
And then you buy bottles of water for $10, right?
It was crazy, bro. I didn't even know it was like that, man. Like, it was like a ghetto speakeasy, bro. I mean, I went in. I was like the only Mexican there, bro. There was a lot of black people and Tejanos, but they were all into the same genre, bro. Everybody wearing shan, you know. And sometimes I think it's a dream, but I remember that there was a bartender there, and she was a beautiful woman, a beautiful black woman, and she was wearing a tank top with no bra.
What?
And she had a do-rag, and she was like a gangster, and she had a gun in her waist. And she said, "What do you want, baby?" And I said, "Well, I don't want to get shot. I don't want to get shot." And then pretty much whatever you wanted, she had it behind the bar.
I said, give me
a six-pack of beer and, you know, party favors. And they came out. And they had a woman cooking barbecue on the side of the house place. And I had Bodak balls for the first time.
Wait, you had what?
Exactly. It's like a big albondiga. A big albondiga, but, you know, it has extra rice. It's covered with rice and ground beef. And they serve it with gravy over it.
Ooh. I don't know what
kind of
that
sounds
is.
Delicious.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Bro, let me tell you, bro. That's the first time I was coked out with heartburn.
I thought you weren't supposed to be eating when you're doing that, Felipe. I thought you lost your appetite.
I don't know, man. But when I see a woman cooking food with big back arms, I know it's gonna be good. So
you damn straight. You damn straight. It's gonna be good. How come they didn't take you to Onyx?
I don't know, but this thing was at a house.
Damn,
it was like
all pulled up.
Yeah, man, because then that place shut down at 2 in the morning and everybody left that place and we all got in our cars and we drove to another house somewhere down the street and we were there till like noon.
We were talking about that. Hold up. We were talking about that. When they say, hey, let's meet up after in Houston,
yeah.
it's another party.
You
ready
might
to
be
go
there
down.
Till noon.
You might be there till noon. It's true.
Well, you know, Felipe, you're coming back.
Houston is the only place where you leave a football game early and the quarterback is in the freeway with you.
So talk to me a little bit. You know, tell me about this new special. Give me some of the little tastes of what we're going to get because we're going to stream it today.
Oh, man. So talk about how my wife My wife has a bachelor's degree and a master's degree. And once I get my GED, we're going to be a power couple.
Felipe, it's fun too.
How did you meet your wife, Felipe? How did you meet her?
I met my wife where all comedians meet their wives.
Where?
At comedy club.
You met her at the comedy club. I thought you were going to say at that house in Houston.
Oh, waitress.
She was a waitress. You know how it is, man. When you can't pick up with the audience, you start hitting her the waitress.
Now I know I got to find my wife at a comedy club.
There you go, Anthony. And obviously, let me tell you, she must really love you. Look at her. She's doing her thing, and you guys are into each other, and you're happily married. That's amazing.
Yeah, we've been together since 2006, and we've been married since 2014.
Oh, my God.
She made it easy for me to remember, bro. 12, 13, 14.
Oh, she did, huh? No, you're right. That's yeah.
Felipe, when you first met her, she was, you know, working at the comedy clubs, and you were the touring headlining comedian. Were you kind of the breadwinner at that time?
Oh, nah, bro. I'm a stand-up comedian, bro. I love you. Have a misconception about comedians making money, but this is like a dangerous career to get into. This is the only career where you'll leave a $70,000 a year job to make $7,000 a year.
Don't say that Anthony's an up-and-coming comedian. You don't want to scare him.
Nah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I already know, dog.
Anthony is at the level right now where he's headlining, and he has to do his comedy show while looking at the promoter, make sure he don't leave.
Ah, you said Felipe, you made
me stand. He's just thinking facts.
You made me stand up.
I need
Anthony's
my
Anthony's at the
money.
Level right now where promoter, where people, when it's time to get paid, they walk up to him and say, can you work with me, homie?
Oh, no.
Anthony's at the level right now where he has to follow the promoter to the ATM to get paid.
I've done as a DJ.
He's at the level where people say, oh, bro, I remember back in the day, bro, I was grinding.
Oh, my God.
Right now, he's building roots. He's building stories to tell in a podcast 2 years from now. Bro, let me tell you, man. I was doing this gig, bro, where the promoter booked 3 headliners.
That is so funny.
It's so true.
It is true, but you're one of the ones that came out on the other end. When I said that, when I was making jokes about Netflix, man, I'm proud of you. I want you to, you know, it feels good to see one of us get that check. You deserve it. You've been working your ass off for it, and I'm glad for you.
Yeah, and I'm glad, bro, because I get to keep the check this time. So when I won last time, Anthony, I don't know if you know, man, but my baby mama, she filed for child support the next day.
Whoa!
And this time,
bro,
she got it.
She became the last baby mama standing. Bro, she took half of the $150,000 because I had two kids and I never paid child support. Yeah, I have like 4 kids and they never met.
Well, are you planning on meeting them?
Yeah, you know, I just became a grandfather, man.
Oh.
And people always ask me, are you going to meet your grandfather? Are you crazy? I haven't even met my son.
I mean, Felipe Esparza as your grandfather would probably be amazing.
That's a great story to tell.
My daughter lives in Sweden.
What? Why?
Yeah, bro, she met a cholo in Sweden, bro, and they hooked up.
Are you?
Bro, you see her husband? He looked like a Russian cholo, bro.
He's like the real life Miklo?
Yeah, bro, this guy has tattoos. And you can't even see what it says, bro. It's like weird letter, like lamp and king sun. I don't know what it has.
Yeah, I don't speak their language. I'm not even sure 100% what it is.
So, Felipe, with Valentine's Day coming up, I was hoping, you know, I'm married to Dana Cortez here, DJ Automatic. I'm married to Dana Cortez. And I was wondering if you could help me plan the perfect Valentine's Day for Friday. Because I know that obviously you're a married man and you've got a happy wife. Could you help me out?
Bro, what you do, bro, you make a phone call, and you call your mom, and you call her mom, and you take the 3 of them out together, bro, the 3 ladies.
Oh,
and then, bro, you take them nice dinner, the 3 of them, man, and then the next day, you disappear, bro, and don't forget it. You go on the best golfing and fishing escapade ever, bro.
Because I earned it after that dinner.
You know, I
yeah,
think...
and this goes out to every single man out there, man. If you're single right now with nobody, go grab your mom or your grandma, and you take them out on Valentine's Day.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
let all these women see what a good boy and a con man you are, and they'll hook you up.
You know, you had that special, the bad decision special. You need to do one called Bad Romance next. That's what it needs to be, okay, Felipe?
Yeah, because sometimes, man, you meet a beautiful woman, man, and you got to keep her happy, bro. You got to keep her happy, her kids happy. You got to send money to her man in prison. You got to keep everybody happy, bro.
It's always the best ones that got the men in prison. You know, it's yeah, always bro. The hottest you, ladies. Don't lie. It's always the hottest women that got the men in prison.
It's always the hottest ones, man. As long as you keep sending money to his books, everything's going to be all right.
Extra ramen and we're all good. Felipe Esparza, thank you so much for taking the time. We can't wait to have you here in the studio. Remember, right now it is out. You can stream Raging Fool and even go back and watch some of the older stuff.
Yep.
And catch up on Felipe.
He's here in...
Also, April 25th, I'm coming to Houston, man, at the Energy Arena with Paul Rodriguez, Nate Jackson, Raul Sanchez, Brandy, Denise, and the Easy Band. Anthony, what's up, bro? You going to the show or what?
Bro, what's up, fool?
Woo!
Let's do it, doggy.
And then you
yes.
can chase down the
hell
promoter.
Yeah, man. If you want to, I'll give you, you can open the show, bro. I'll let you bring up the host.
Let's do it, bro. I'll do it, brother. I'm there.
April 25th, bro.
I'm there. April 25th, and Raul Sanchez, very funny comedian.
Well, that, well,
I was going to say, this is hilarious, bro.
Yeah. Let's then, get them all in
bro,
here.
Every
Let's
time I follow
studio.
Him, every time I follow Raul Sanchez, I say, man, why did he go up before me?
Felipe,
I should be opened up for him.
I do want to say thank you so much for putting young comedians on and doing everything you do. I was at the show when you first, when you put Ken Flores on at the mm-hmm. Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. And I opened up for him a lot and toured with him a lot. And that was a big moment for him. So it was a big moment
hell
for the
yeah,
rest
bro.
Of us as well, too, to see him up there working with you, bro. So thank you so much for putting young comedians on. And you guys are leading the way for us, too. So appreciate you, dog. And I'll see you April 25th.
Hell yeah, bro. As long as those young comedians keep bringing weed, more opportunity for them.
Coming on.
We got you on that one.
Thank you.
Thank you, fool.
We love you, Felipe. We'll see you. Come in the studio April 25th, okay?
I love to.
Talk to you
thank
then.
You.
Bye.
All right, man.
Bye.